Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 11. I ask then, did God reject his people? Certainly not. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are seeking my life as well. And what was the divine reply to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. In the same way, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if it is by grace, then it is no longer by works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What Israel was seeking, it failed to obtain, but the elect did. The others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see, and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution to them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. I ask then, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Certainly not. However, because of their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel jealous. But if their trespass means riches for the world, and their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their fullness bring? I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in the hope that I may provoke my own people to jealousy and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first part of the dough is holy, so is the whole batch. If the root is holy, so are the branches. Now if some branches have been broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others to share in the nourishment of the olive root, do not boast over those branches. If you do, remember this, you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. That is correct. They were broken off because of unbelief, but you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will certainly not spare you either. Take notice, therefore, of the kindness and severity of God. Severity to those who fell, but kindness to you, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut from a wild olive tree, and contrary to nature, were grafted into one that is cultivated, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? So I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you will not be conceited. A hardening, in part, has come to Israel, until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The Deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove godlessness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Regarding the gospel, they are enemies on your account. But regarding election, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who formerly disobeyed God have now received mercy through their disobedience, so they too have now disobeyed, in order that they too may now receive mercy through the mercy shown to you. For God has consigned everyone to disobedience, so that he may have mercy on everyone. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and untraceable his ways! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has first given to God, that God should repay him? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. This is God's word. Romans 10 discussed the fact that many Israelites rejected the good news about Christ, but today in Romans 11, Paul was quick to address the fact that not all Jews were in unbelief. We saw that in verse 1. In verses 2 through 10, Paul reminded us that historically the Jewish people lived in unbelief and rebellion against God for most of their history. So the idea that only some of God's chosen people were actually chosen to have faith in him is not really something new. It's how God has always worked, saving a remnant who trusted him from the heart. We saw that in verses 5 and 6. But why did this happen when Jesus came? Wasn't the promise of Messiah that he would rule over all Israel? Yes, that was the promise, and it will happen, according to verse 26. The reason it didn't happen with Jesus' first coming, however, was God's desire to save us Gentiles, as we saw in verses 11 through 25. God will still redeem Israel, just as he promised, but not, in the words of verse 25b in the NIV, until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And all of this is an expression of God's mercy, as we saw in verse 32. God has hardened Israel for a time so that he would save us. The power of this grace overwhelmed Paul in verses 33 through 36. It caused him to remark on the greatness of God's wisdom, as we saw in verse 33a, and remark about how God's wisdom is beyond human comprehension, as we saw in verses 34 through 36. Is this how you respond to doctrines that are hard to understand? Does the doctrine of election or of the Trinity lift your spirit to worship this immense wisdom of God? Or does it cause you to question or maybe even deny these doctrines because they are hard for us to understand? God is all wise and all knowing. So, are we really surprised that God does things and that his essence is really hard for us to understand? If everything about God were simple and made perfect sense to limited, fallible people like us, then we should be concerned. So let the difficult doctrines of Scripture, the ones you find hard to understand or hard to accept as true, let them cause you to look to God in awe. God's judgments, as Paul wrote here, are unsearchable, and his paths beyond tracing out. Our God is awe-inspiring. He's awesome. He's beyond our comprehension. So let the doctrines that are hard for us to understand cause us to worship him in his greatness and in awe. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and there you can find out how to subscribe to these as an audio podcast in Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so you can experience these every day, or you can subscribe to them by email and have them emailed to you every day. Now, I've designed this to help you be in God's Word every day. The podcast or the email will prompt you to listen to or watch or read God's Word on your own, as well as my devotional, which will help apply it to your life. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And I could use financial support if you have the means to do so, and if you would like to help me keep going with this work, please go to dailypbj.com/support to find out how to support my work here. And thank you to those of you who do monthly support me. Your support means a lot to me, and it helps me keep going. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.